Once again, Cranford Radio is here at the Cranford Dramatic Club on Winans Avenue, and they're getting set for a new show, and we're going to be talking about that. But first, why don't we start off by finding out who we're going to be talking to.
Mary Webb, I'm one of the co-directors and choreographer.
I'm Ken Webb, I'm married to Mary Webb, and I'm also one of the directors of the show.
I'm Mike Burdick, I'm one of the writers of the show, and I'm also producing.
And I'm Sean Lowe. I'm also married to Mary Webb.
But only on the weekend.
No. And I'm one of the co-writers of the show.
Now, we haven't even mentioned the show. Who wants to tell me what the show is and a little bit about it? Ken?
The show is called Frosted. It is a parody that brings together some characters that are familiar, some that are not familiar. It's basically a cartoon come to life for the holidays. There's a lot of exciting adventures. There's, of course, there's an evil duke. There's all kinds of different characters that come in and out of it. But I think when people come to see it, they're going to find that the music is very familiar, but the words are not. So it's going to be fun for kids and adults alike.
Now, typically, when I talk to folks who are involved with shows here at the CDC, it's variations on plays that have been on Broadway or off Broadway and things of that sort. But this may be the first time I've actually talked to folks where it sounds like it's a new show. You're both writers on this. Tell me a little bit about what it's like writing a play like this. Mike, do you want to start?
Well, first of all, what I've been saying all throughout is if some of the things work, it's all my idea. And if they don't work, they're all Sean's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, Sean and I have both written a lot of different works. Sean at can actually speak on this. He actually came up with the idea to do this type of play, and I had never worked with another writer before, so I was really kind of interested in the challenge, and it seemed like a lot of fun, and you know, the interaction with the audience, and you know, not taking itself too seriously, all these things kind of appealed to me. And being able to come up with parodies of songs is always a bonus. So I was really excited from the beginning, but Sean came up with the idea.
Yeah, so I guess it's all my fault.
Yes, it is.
When we get to hard parts, this is Sean. We wanted to do something that was fun, family-friendly, just silly and enjoyable after, you know, 2 years of being quarantined. And that something that families could come to together and just have a good time, something that's holiday-related, something that's fun for kids, so there's lots of fantasy and princesses and snowmen who talk and sing, but also kind of like Looney Tunes, where there are, like, it's really great for kids, but there's also some jokes that only the adults get, you know, that kind of, like, maybe some of the kids get them, but for the most part, like, it speaks on those two levels and doesn't insult anybody. Mike said at one point that early on when I was approaching with the idea, he was like, okay, but I don't want this to be a kid's show that I wouldn't enjoy. So we wanted to write something that folks like us could also enjoy, and not just, you know,
sick, demented, you know, variety of person. Absolutely. But it's very much like, in that vein, it's very much like a Shrek movie might be, where there are adult jokes mixed in, but like the whole family can enjoy.
I wouldn't say adult jokes, grown-up jokes.
Grown-up jokes.
Yes.
Grown-up jokes.
Yeah.
Definitely not adult.
No, it's family-friendly. Very family-friendly. Yeah.
Mary, as a co-director and choreographer, what are some of the challenges of doing choreography for, I guess this is the first time this play is being produced, am I correct? What are some of the challenges with doing choreography for a play that's being shown for the first time?
Well, in all honesty, it's really staging throughout the numbers. I mean, there's no big grand tap number or anything. But honestly, the way I do it is I look at what has worked in previous things, you know, certain movies I may have seen and whatever, and, you know, steal a few things here and there so that it's cute and entertaining for kids and adults alike. And like they said, it's a lot of princesses and things, so they're going to have gowns on and stuff like that. So there's a lot of movement, a lot of props being used, you know. So I think it's a lot of fun, and I think the cast is having fun doing it. And I guess that's really all that matters. Everybody's having a good time.
Speaking of cast, before we did this interview, I saw the cast because they're here for taking some photographs today. Tell us a little bit about some of the different roles they're going to be playing in the show.
Well, our lead characters are two snow people who go on an adventure to try and save their kingdom because the evil duke is taking away the queen's power to make it cold. And, of course, it's a ski resort, so it has to be cold. So they go on an adventure to try and come up with a solution so that the queen can once again regain her power and that the resort and the kingdom can be saved.
See, so when he says it out loud, it sounds ridiculous.
Well, it translates much better on stage, right?
No.
Well, interpreting Mike's concept, basically what I've been telling my princesses is that you're not really the princess that you would see in your basic animated film. You are the princess who has actually had to live in that tower with that evil mother for, 10, 15 years. So now you've gotten out and you've met these animated snow people. So you're not like the, pure Disney princess. You're the pure Disney princess with a little bit of an edge. because you really had to go through, and the beauty, she has to live in a castle now with this guy who's not really pleasant. And she's had to be married to him now for 10 years. So this is kind of their story in a little bit of a parallel twisted universe. A few years down the road. That's basically the way we're looking at it. But it's fun. The whole story is really fun.
Mike, I want to get into a little bit more about the writing side of this, because I usually don't get to talk with folks about that. How far back did this idea come to you, and what's involved with taking it from an initial idea to where you're going to be putting it on stage?
Throughout my time writing, I really have had an appreciation for parody. Both Sean and I both like Weird Al Yankovic from the past. Mm-hmm. And I also had a friend in college that would write a parody for every show that we did, as to make fun of the show. So I really fell in love with the idea of being able to just do any sort of parody that, having the license to do different parodies that people normally might not do. So there was that. When we got together, we kind of wanted to create like a Wizard of Oz type journey. We wanted to create a fun thing where the characters are going from place to place. And after that, what we said, besides knowing that, we kind of went, okay, you take this scene, I'll take this scene, we'll come back, we'll regroup, see where we are, then I'll take another scene, you take another scene. And when we got done with like a through line, then we started having the fun part where we started rewriting each other's stuff.
Yeah.
And writing over and saying, okay, this doesn't quite work. And what was really great for me was I'm very touchy and I don't like people generally. And I see the value of criticism, but I don't take it well in the moment. I didn't have that experience once throughout writing this, and I was able to, and with Ken and Mary directing this so far, is like where I felt that way. I've always felt very comfortable with what everyone's doing with anything that I was involved in. And most of the time, if Sean came back and rewrote something, it just sounded so much better. And so for me, it's just been, that's been the collaborative process, if that's the question. Sean, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, we very much, once we got to the, writing the scenes, we kicked around a bunch of ideas at the start, and then we started trying to put together the through line and kind of focused on or landed on the Wizard of Oz kind of journey trip story as the through line. And then, yeah, we each one of us would take an initial pass at one of the scenes, and then we'd swap, and the other person would rework it, and then we'd swap back. And by the time we got to when the show really started, when the revision started getting really solid, I could not remember what I wrote. I couldn't remember what Mike wrote because it really kind of ended up sounding like one voice.
That was great.
That was a surprise because I thought, my style and his, I didn't think they would be exactly, he writes these hard-hitting crime dramas. And I write just goofy stuff. But yeah, once we were flopping stuff back and forth between the two of us, it really got one voice, which was really fun.
That's the magic of it, I think. That was great.
Well, this is coming up soon, and it's going to be here for the holidays. So, Sean, why don't you tell me a little bit about when it's going to be performed and how folks can get tickets, please?
Absolutely. So, most importantly, you can get tickets at cdctheater.org. We open on December 10th. We run for a lot of performances between the 10th and the 12th. So we have shows. We have one show on the 10th, and then we have a 1:30 show on the 11th, a 4:30 show, a 7:30 show, and then on the 12th we have a 1:30 and a 4:30 p.m. show.
And on the 10th, it's 8 o'clock, right?
It's 8 o'clock, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, tickets are at cdctheater.org.
And if you look below this interview online, you'll find a link that will bring you right to where you can buy tickets. Thank you all so much for taking the time out to talk to me about this, and all the best with the show.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bernie, thank you very much. Yep.